Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Values.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to the program. We got Brad and we got Kyle from Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
Morning.
How are we doing?
Doing great.
Well, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, it's March.
It is March. Do you know that this month there are five of every day? There are five Mondays, five Tuesdays, five Wednesdays, five Thursdays, five Fridays, five Saturdays, and five Sundays. I think this is like once every like 700 years.
Really?
Yep. That you get five of everything. Just a little tidbit there for
that
you.
That is a fun fact.
I know.
I don't always learn a lot of stuff from you, but I appreciate
it. I know.
That.
Well, that's a true story. And, and, you know, Sundays are actually a little sad. Did you know that? The day before, though, was a little Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is.
Yep. There it is.
See, I just had a segue into that, but the first part of that was a true statement.
Okay.
So right. Now you learned something. See, you learned something. Now teach me something about Flex SCDs.
Yes. Yeah. Share certificates. It's same thing as a lot of people are familiar with as being CDs. At Shoreline, we call them share certificates. So, yeah, we have a Flex CD available, and I brought Brad specifically to talk about those because, as I've said before, it's always great to have someone smarter in the room.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, Brad, talk to us about this. What is this? What's going on?
Yep. So Shoreline has been regularly keeping an eye on the market, and we are trying to provide as much value to our members as possible. You know, we're really trying to make sure that our rates are competitive, giving our members the best return on their dollars. And given the uncertainty of what's coming in the future, with rates, as far as, you know, are we going to head into maybe a little economic downturn? Are we not? The Flex certificate was designed for you to take advantage today, lock in with the higher rates that we have today, and protect yourself from the future. Because if you start a Flex certificate with Shoreline today, minimum deposit of $1,000, you can contribute to that and add to your balance locked in at today's rates, even if rates go down tomorrow.
So, all right. How long do those rates, how long do you lock them in for?
Sure. So we have Flex certificates in a variety. So if you want to kind of go short, middle, long, right now we have a 9-month, a 20-month, and a 60-month option.
Okay.
So depending on how long you feel comfortable locking your money up, we kind of give you a short, medium, and long option. But the functionality of it is still the same. You can lock in for that short time and take advantage of a little higher rate given kind of the way that the market and the demand for money is right now. The short stuff's earning a little bit more than the long stuff. Could change on a dime. I would suggest maybe diversifying a little bit. Talk to your financial advisors. Mm-hmm. But this is one of Shoreline's ways of helping our members return some of the profits to them, give them their value in their deposits.
So when you do this, are you able to pull that money back out, or is it locked in then? I mean, you're keeping it in there for that amount of time period.
It is locked in for that period of time. But unlike other certificates that function the same way, where it's locked in for the term that you agree at the beginning,
yes,
those you can't contribute to. Whatever pot of money you have at the time you open it is what it's stuck in there.
Okay.
You can continue to put money in for the duration of the term on our
Flex. And so when you put money in, does that then extend the duration of that then?
Nope. That's a good question.
Nope. The original term from the initial deposit is when it will set the end maturity date. You can contribute
to
that.
So you can put that in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
That sounds like it's a great way to invest in there. You know,
and even to get yourself started today, you know, we got tax returns and stuff coming. You get a little extra money, you know, start up a Flex certificate, and then as, you know, the year goes on, if you want to go with one of those longer options, or maybe just your tax return isn't needed right now, you know you're not going to need it for a few months, lock it in.
Are there different, better rates if you lock it in for longer? Is that how that works?
It's an interesting phenomenon right now because of the way that the market and the rate curve is inverted. It's actually more valuable as far as just the underlying, the dollar amount, the rate that you get. It's higher on shorter stuff than it is longer stuff given the uncertainty in the economy. The demand for money now is higher than demand for long-term money. So the short rates are actually paying more than the long rates. It's very odd.
Interesting. Great information. Listeners, go connect with Shoreline and learn more. How do they reach you guys? How do they get started?
Best way is to go on to our website, shorelinecu.org.
And we'll talk to you guys next Friday morning here on WOMT.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode, or download the podcast anytime at WOMTRadio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values, hometown rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, hometown values, hometown rewards.